Episode 419, April 29th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? No Marcus tonight. Rob, Joe, Robbie. I just made it a bang with my reading glasses. I went to the eye doctor for the first time, and maybe ever. Maybe I've been once, but it's definitely been 20 years.
Last time I went to the eye doctor, I got bifocals.
Yeah, he said I could...
They call them progressives now, but that's what they are.
He said he gave me a prescription for those. Was that the word? Prescription?
Yeah. But I hate mine, so I don't use mine as readers. I don't know if my head doesn't tilt that way or whatever.
Right.
But... I'm thinking about just going back and be like, all right, I fucked up. What does it cost? I got to get new glasses.
So you can get just straight glasses that are just for far away and then that don't have the up close.
Yeah, almost most glasses are like that.
And then
you when you get old, you got to. I can see up close, but I got to hold that shit close sometimes.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess, you know, I've been... You know, I went to the dentist, too. I knocked out my root canal. I've been doing all kinds of things. Now. It's time to start getting yourself
going blind.
Right.
You get a root canal. I'm already blind. Robbie said, hey, are we going to talk about Joe shitting himself at Kohl's? I'm like, no. Finally, it's not a, what's the story that I fucking shit myself at Kohl's?
Did you go into Kohl's thinking you were about to?
No, listen.
Or are you just shopping?
No. Everybody's done this.
Yeah.
By the way, when I said this, Katie's like, oh, God, this is... every person in the fucking world has done this. I'm trying to do one thing and something else happens.
Yes.
That's happened to everybody.
So you're in Kohl's just buying whatever.
Yeah. What was I buying? I ended up buying underwear, of course, because, you know, I shit myself. You know, the other ones were ruined.
So wait, did you have stuff in your cart?
No. I'm trying to remember what I was there for. That's another important thing.
Was it a gift for somebody that you can't mention?
No.
You just went to a birthday party. Was that it?
Oh, I know. You know what? I know exactly what I was looking for. I was looking for new casual shoes.
Okay.
So, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. I was looking for new shoes.
Gotcha.
So I walked into Kohl's and I was looking around and I really didn't find anything I liked. And then I was getting ready to roll.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I was like, and when I did it, I'm telling you, the bathroom, no lie, from where I was, it was the furthest away. It was the furthest point.
Right.
It's not, there's a further points from the bathroom. There's further points in the store from the bathroom. But where I was, if the bathroom was anywhere else, it would have been closer than where it was, if that makes sense.
What would you do if on the way to walk in the bathroom, you see someone that you know and they start talking to you?
Who is it?
Okay, if it's somebody like me or Justin, you tell them what happened, and you
right.
What if it's like one of your neighbors? Like we played poker the other night. Your neighbor was there.
Oh, I tell him right.
Okay,
if it's I'm trying to think. I might say, hey, listen, I gotta use the restroom. I'll be right back. I might do that.
Okay,
but I needed to move because it was working its way out of the safe zone. You
sure,
know what I mean?
I understand.
And so
Chernobyl, the sirens.
Well,
are going
I had
off.
Meetings. I couldn't take. I needed my pants. The underwear.
You
it
to
was
have
gone.
Pants on for your
the
meetings?
Underwear was done.
Okay,
but
went to the meetings with no underwear.
Yeah, but who cares? They don't. Nobody knows.
Well, it's risky if you're having a problem.
Well, yes. What am I supposed to say? I have to go home?
You were at Kohl's. Why didn't you just buy more underwear?
True. It's funny you say that. So I'd already eaten, and then I was on my way back. I was like, all right. And I don't like, I'm respectful of my time. I don't like to be gone or a long time from work. Yeah. So I think about it. I already gone in to buy shoes, couldn't find them, started to leave, shit myself, ran all the way across the furthest point from the store, dealt with that issue.
Yeah.
Now I'm back. Now I start looking around. I said, if I see underwear when I'm walking out, and I started walking around, I couldn't fucking find it. I'm like, I'm out of here.
You're so out.
That's what happened.
Now, when you got home, did you put on brand new underwear, or did you?
No, I think
or
I
you
put...
you just ride it out the whole day, no underwear?
I'm trying to remember what day that was. I might have just put pajamas on and rolled out.
Nice.
Oh, no. Nah, I was going to say, I think it was Wednesday, so I think I just came home, yeah.
Well, welcome. We played poker on Wednesday.
Maybe it was. Right. By the way, it could have been Wednesday.
Oh, great. That whole time?
By the way, you know, I sent everybody a text.
That's true. I didn't know you were sitting across from me. You know, I was that close to
your situation.
Well, no,
I went home. If it was Wednesday, I went home and put underwear on.
New pants, maybe. I mean, you got to.
Well,
I'd
of
have
course.
Like
yeah, I wasn't wearing my work pants.
I like to think about the woman who cleaned the trash after Joe was in that restroom.
I mean, her life's not that great to begin with. I mean, what you know. It's
by the way, I threw it in the trash can, so all she had to do was just close up the bag.
How often do you think that happens? And how often in a week do they find dirty drawers in a bag?
Not that often.
But it's you're telling me you were the one for the
month? It happens all the time, but you have to be in Kohl's at the time. I mean,
right.
And you have to, yeah, I don't, I mean, it's happened before.
Did you use Kohl's cash or toilet paper?
I used the toilet paper. Okay. That's the other thing, too. It was a fucking mess. Never mind, whatever. It wasn't good.
That just sums up Kohl's. Well, welcome to the show. We had the bachelor party that we had for you last month, and then Katie had her bachelorette party. And Tawanda got hit on by a guy. This was his line, I'm almost gay. To say, it's okay for me to kiss you on the cheek. But I don't really know what that means.
Well, also, what kind of reflection is that on her? She's like, what?
She said he was a good-looking guy.
A lot of that in that sector are. That's very common. A higher ratio in there. Say whatever you want about stereotypes. In general, gay men are better looking than straight men.
Well, they're taking better care of themselves.
Man, speaking of being,
but I've also heard that is almost gay, or this that would be, but not a person describe themselves as almost.
What's
gay.
Almost gay?
I don't know.
I don't know what it means. Yeah, I'm sure it was a line.
It was
didn't
a
work.
Line.
He has to kiss her.
Well, they fucked, so yeah, it worked.
Dude, listen to this. This fucking dick. I went to a party. Shout out Erica, my friend Erica. We met her on the show a bunch of times. She just turned 30. Okay?
Yeah.
So we go to her 30th birthday party, and there's four guys there, but there's packed. They're like 23 years old, and they didn't know her. So I don't know how they made it. I think she knew one of them.
Okay.
I still don't know the story how they knew them. But these guys, like, I know a lot of people there, and I'm also, you know, not pretty social, so I'm talking to a bunch of people. I look over, and these guys, they're hitting hard on my girlfriend and her friend Kristen. Okay, what am I going to do? I mean, guys are going to be friendly to she's hot. It's funny, somebody posted on Twitter, they're like, how disrespectful. Somebody said, I overheard somebody say he can do better than her, and I was there with my very attractive friend. I'm like, people say that shit to me all the time. It's a compliment. I don't clearly Katie could do better than me.
I believe it, yes.
Yes, that's she could get a baseball player.
Yes.
You know, she didn't need me. Anyway, whatever.
And not even an Orioles, real team.
Yes, right, a team that wins 50% of their games. All right. So, but I, you know, what are you going to do? I don't know. But she clearly is wearing a ring. Eventually, she's like, hey, let me let you meet my fiancé. So I'm like, okay, now I have to fucking talk to this guy. Okay, this is what this guy said. Here's the thing. He's so young, he doesn't know him. He doesn't, you know, you don't know.
Right.
You told a pretty cool story about somebody saying, hey, I finally have a great sex story. And then they told it and it was about them being amazing.
Yes.
Right? They don't know that you can kind of shit yourself at Kohl's. Like, they don't know that yet, right? So this guy comes over and he's a horrible person, right? Mm-hmm. So he's sitting there. He's like, yeah, he goes, first of all, he started a podcast.
Do we have the name of it?
Robbie, should I tell the name?
Yeah, I think you should. I mean,
sure, why not?
God,
any publicity is good publicity.
Well, I'm about to motherfuck this guy, and I'll tell you why.
Well, you could be wrong. Maybe it's great. People
it's atrocious, okay? Actually, if you... I should do this. God, okay. It's called Blunt Questions. Oh. By the way, I've listened to all three episodes. One is 2 hours. I was basically live tweeting it to the other people. You've never heard it. I mean, you think about the... imagine if I'm here right now and all I'm doing is talking about all the things that I'm great at for 2 hours.
Yes.
Okay. It's, you know, I'm going to the gym.
I don't think you can do 2 hours.
Of course. But no, I mean, let's be honest. I've accomplished things.
Right.
But
nobody wants to hear
that. Nobody wants to hear about. Now, if you have something cool in your life, you want the audience to be a part of it. Maybe I'm a bragger. I don't know. Maybe I am. I got to think about that. But,
no, but let's get to these guys.
All right, right. So anyway, we get back. Blunt Questions. Check it out. Check it out on.
I will.
I actually subscribe to it. I'm one of, I think, 4 subscribers. They're on.
Leave comments.
They're on. No, this guy will kill me. And we'll talk about that in a second. So anyway, so this guy said to me, he goes, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. Okay. Did I tell you how old this guy was?
I think he's like 23.
He's 23 years old. Okay. So he's 23 years old. I go, okay, well, you know, you couldn't have been an entrepreneur. I mean, unless you had a lemonade stand that you blew up into something fucking amazing, right? And, you know, he can't have got out of college more than. Anyway, what do you think he sells?
Insurance, cars, used cars.
He sells plastic. Okay.
Okay.
And I go, do you work for like a plastic manufacturer? He goes, no, we sell their product. We're brokers. I go, oh, why wouldn't they just buy directly from the manufacturer? He goes, oh, because we're better than them. I go, well, in what way? They make it. I mean, like, he couldn't explain.
You're challenging him.
Well, no, right. But honestly, I didn't know he was horrible. I knew pretty early, right? I knew pretty early.
Is this person's name Ian?
No.
Because somebody left a comment that Ian might be the funniest person to walk the planet.
Well, it ain't Ian.
So Ian is one of the people on the podcast. Is he one of the funniest person to walk the planet?
I assure you, the funniest person to walk the planet is not on that fucking podcast, okay? Anyway, so this guy's already told me he's a 23-year-old entrepreneur. He's told me about his podcast,
yes,
right?
While hitting on Katie the whole time.
So hold on. So he wasn't really hitting on her in front of me, but he was, like, for example, we were sitting there. He was standing in between them. We're having a conversation. He's just there. Okay. But he was really drunk. So you're like, whatever. I mean, as long as it doesn't get out of hand. Well, anyway, he asked for a lighter, and I didn't realize this, but Katie said he asked for a lighter, and you know, she had like ripped jeans.
Yeah.
He put his finger under the rip. Now, it's by her knee, but now it's not appropriate.
That seems crossing the
line. It's over the line. I didn't see that happen. So I'm like, fuck this guy, right? Now, obviously, this guy's 23. As you can hear in his podcast, he goes to the gym every single day. He would destroy me, right? And also, he lets you know on the podcast, he's a boxer. He got kicked off the team, though, for being too good. But anyway, this is all true.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't know that it's true.
But it
can be heard on this podcast, okay? Which is, you won't make it through.
By the way, the podcast is, it's mixing it up with business, fun, and some philosophy. Lots of laughs, some serious motivation, and plenty of questions.
Hey, you know what they say? They go, it's the world's most interactive podcast. Well, you can't interact with it at all. There's nothing you can do. I don't know. Can we just call ourselves? I mean, by the way, that seems measurable.
Interactiveness? Or?
Yeah, I think so, right? If I can't interact with you at all, you can't possibly be the most interactive. Whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter. So he does that. So I'm like, this fucking guy. Anyway, we're leaving. It's time to leave. This guy gets on, real quick before I do that, we're sitting on his couch and I'm going through his Twitter. The Blunt Questions Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm liking everything that's on there, right? And everything has one like, right? And I'm liking everything on there. And I also shared something. This was the joke that tell me if you like it. He says, Donald Trump, he tweets at him, at real Donald Trump, seems like the kind of person who only farts silently.
Okay.
I don't
know what that means.
Like he's trying to fuck you? Like he's going to fart. You're not going to know.
I don't know. He seems like the guy that would only fart loud.
Like, I don't. But what? Explain the joke to me. Of course,
it's a blunt question.
Of course, I shared it and I said this guy gets it, and I shared it. Okay, but
oh, that's what that was. Okay.
But I took it down because people are going to think I care about that kind of stuff, right? Which I don't. Okay. Anyway, so I took it down. But anyway, now we're leaving. I've only motherfucked this guy after he was horrible. Okay,
sure.
I haven't. I didn't. Right. So now, and he doesn't know yet that I hate him. Right. So we're going down the elevator. He walks in. It's just me and Katie and her friend and this guy. Right. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this guy. So I tell the story, which I didn't want to tell ahead of time. He's looking at his phone, showing me his Twitter.
This is earlier.
Yeah. Right. And while he's looking at it, he's getting messages.
Text messages.
And it's from a girl who's like, you fucking asshole. I fucking hate you. I hope you die. And I'm watching these things come up, right?
Yeah.
So right before we get out of the elevator, I go, hey, let me tell you a story about this guy. And I fucking told that story. Okay. I risked him attacking me and beating the shit out of me to try to embarrass him right before we got out of the car. And he was not fucking happy. Okay. So when I said that, he goes, hey, that's what happened. I mean, he was fucking furious. And luckily, he didn't jump out of the elevator and I got in the car. It's the best I could do.
Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions, Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. This time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And top market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charm kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, May 25th at Magoobie's Joke House, Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Now, you had something else about some awkward conversation
you were stuck in
or something.
It wasn't my best. Well, that's funny you say that because a lot of times, this is the same party. This must not have been my best effort.
I don't think so.
So, this I'm talking to this girl, and she loves the band Phish.
Okay.
And she's explaining to me about, oh, yeah, the culture, and I like this, and I like that, and these kind of people, and this kind of atmosphere, and the music, and this. So, I mean, I'm listening to her, right? It's interesting. But the problem is that she ended up in a situation that I'm in all the time. I could tell she was done talking to me. But we're both being polite to each other, but I knew that she didn't want to be talking to me anymore.
She was done with you.
There was nothing else being said,
and
right?
At this point, it was just the two of you.
It was just her and I, right? And obviously, I'm somebody she had met 5 minutes ago. There's people at the party she cares about.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to just walk away from
me,
right?
She needed an out.
So I literally said, I go, look, it's cool. You can leave, right? I go, literally, I let her, I kind of shoot her away. And she was like, okay, and she fucking left. But I wonder if she knows that. I wonder if she appreciates it or thinks that I was a dick. She probably thinks I'm a dick.
I think her initial thought was that's a dick move, but then her second thought was, wait a minute, now I'm out of this conversation
with the guy that I now think is a dick.
Right.
But I'm telling you, she was done. Which you've been at a bunch. You've been there.
Well, I'm
a bunch
usually
of times.
Done real early, and no one ever says that to me. I have to be the one that ends it somehow.
Yeah, you can't really do that, I guess. But she was, I liked her. She was a nice person. Here's what's hilarious.
You liked her because but that's how you showed that you liked her, by saying, look, it's okay.
But she doesn't understand that. And then Katie and her friend started shitting on me because they go, oh, you think that girl couldn't stop talking to you? I go, no, it's not that she couldn't stop talking to me. She couldn't stop talking to me. Does that make sense?
I don't think, this is not your good night. Joe.
But you understand the difference.
Yes.
She couldn't stop talking to me because she didn't know how to leave the conversation. Not because she liked me so much that she kept talking to me, but those two kept shitting on me, acting like I was saying that I'm so cool that people can't stop talking to me.
Did you tell that girl the story about how you shit in Kohl's?
Why would I tell her that? She only had good impressions of me. Hey, sorry. More about that girl.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Joe's, Robbie, he has just got a lot of energy tonight.
So, all right. So then it's the next night. It's Katie's bachelorette party.
Yes.
They walk into the first bar. Who's in there?
That girl.
The girl that can't stop talking to me.
And there's a live podcast giving blunt questions.
Blunt questions. Hey, do me a favor. Give blunt questions a listen. If it's good, maybe I'm wrong.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to get a lot of comments, and it's going to come back to us.
Oh, no. That guy, he's going to want to kill me.
Yes.
But, hey, in my defense, he should know it's not appropriate to hit on somebody else's girlfriend. That's not an appropriate thing to do. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's self-aware enough to realize that he shouldn't have done that. So he's just going to get mad that we're shitting on his podcast. But I'm doing him a favor because that podcast is never good. He's got to find something else to do. He's not good at that.
Now we're going to have some fake podcast war. What have you done, Joe?
There's no podcast war. They have 4 listeners.
We don't want their mob attacking us.
There's not going to be. Now, they have a lot more energy, but I'm not going to run into this guy.
They have more energy than Mac Bergson and Jim Amato.
That's true. Our team of, our army is not.
Merle Rogers. That's who we've got guarding our wall.
Their 4 listeners could beat the hell out of our entire fan base. Jeez.
Oh, we're in trouble. So we had a good show at the Boomy Temple, the Shriners. I don't know what you call that place. It's some $20 million building.
I don't know how much this building costs. It looks like it's about... It looks like it's, I don't know, what do you say? It's made in the 50s?
I don't know.
40s?
I saw dates carved in a foundation stone in the back that had one date in the 60s and another date in the 80s, I believe.
Well, definitely wasn't built in the 80s, right? You would agree with that?
I don't know.
It might have been expanded. That is my guess. But it also, they have a game room downstairs.
I didn't see a game room.
I heard about the game room. I didn't see it.
Space Invaders?
I've been in that base. See, years ago, I think my first experience there was Mickey Coachella booked me to do comedy there. And I had to be clean, he said. And I show up, and the first thing I see in the lobby is 2 topless women. And I'm like, what the?
What year is this? That could never fly now, agreed.
12, 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's about when you could still do
that. I go over, and I'm like, okay, I have to be clean. I've already seen nudity. I've never seen nudity in a comedy show in my life, let alone a clean one. And this guy's like, yeah, these are my girls. And I'm like, these are his daughters? So now I'm like, what is happening? And then I figure out the context. He owns the strip club. They're the strippers. Because whatever's happening before I go on, they're giving some guy this award, and they're going to give him a lap dance.
Right, okay. But even if they're giving him an award, I mean, you think about the crowd that we saw that was there to see us. They couldn't have seen nudity, although they did.
They saw Eric's asshole. Does that count? So before I do my set, this guy's getting a lap dance from these 2 women. Then it's me.
And did you keep it clean?
Jokes.
You didn't keep it clean.
And I'm up there on like a podium thing. No, I'm bombing. So I yell.
Wouldn't you have at least said, hey, they told me I was supposed to be clean?
I probably did. I probably did say that.
And they didn't care.
Yeah, I think I said something like, I don't know what that guy got an award for. I don't know, killing a black person. Something really racist.
Right.
Right. Because making fun of them. Yeah.
Right, right.
And
by the way, they laughed at a bunch of stuff, but they had to warm up to that idea because I guess they're called that a lot.
Yeah. Because
it's some sort of secret handshaking society of old white men, basically. Yes. Gotcha.
So I end up just saying, God, I need a drink. So like 6 people bring me shots. So now of course I do them because that's in my peak drinking time. But then the set ends. I've gotten paid. Now I can't leave. I'm hammered. And they said, we're going to play poker. And I'm like, poker? Yeah. So I go down in the basement, Robbie, that no one's allowed.
So the one, where we came in, you were underneath of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I go and it was like call your own hand poker, you know. It wasn't like Texas Hold'em. Every game's different.
Right, King's Crossing.
Exactly.
5-card stud, 7-card stud.
Shit's wild, right, all right, kinds of things.
Baseball, day night baseball.
Yes, every game, every hand, I have the second best hand, which wins you nothing.
No, it actually loses you.
So all the money I made, I lose. Anyway, there is an old guy there. They're all old, but particularly old at this show the other night. And somebody mentioned the basement. I said, yeah, I've been down there. I played poker. He goes, yeah, I was at that table. We took all your money. He remembered.
Yeah, and
that guy was the youngest guy at the table other than me. And you saw how old he was.
He was about 90 years
exactly.
old. I'm not kidding. There, that lady, that guy in the, that's probably the oldest guy. He had to be yes. in charge, right?
Yeah, he seemed like, well, I think he's one of the, I don't know what in charge is. They have a name, like the Grand, not the Grand Wizard or something, but they have something.
The Grand Poobah?
Yeah, there's something, the, I don't know. But we had a great show. You know, we didn't know what to expect, but it was one of the most fun shows we've had in a, really a long time. I mean, it was a lot of just fucking around with people, but it was good. They were a good crowd.
Sorry, I haven't been checking out chat, but apparently Blunt Questions has 5 subscribers. By the way, they're always talking about setting goals. You got to give it. Rob, you won't be able to do it. But one of their goals, it was something crazy, like 50,000 subscribers. I'm like, you might be setting the bar too high. They also sell merch.
Of course they do.
Okay, and they have 5 subscribers. So I literally went to buy one of their to buy one of the Blunt Question T-shirts, and it's you can't really get one.
There's no chance one of these guys is going to be at the wedding, is there?
No, one's not going to be at the wedding. What do you mean? Do you think Erica would bring one of these guys? I would forbade it.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yes, there's no way she would bring one
of
those guys.
She's in love with one of these guys.
She's not.
Maybe she will be.
Hey.
Maybe she loves their podcast.
Hey, let me tell you something else. God, I could go on about. I listen to so much of this podcast.
Are we still talking about this
they
podcast?
They did shotguns on air, right?
Okay.
The one guy, the guy who put his finger under Katie's whatever, he pulled out a switchblade.
That's cool.
And he fucking switchbladed the.
It was a bad boy.
So I screenshotted it and I made it my screensaver. This guy, I'll show you a picture of him.
That's right. Your screensaver. You're the biggest fan of this podcast.
Here he is.
No one's watched. Yep. That guy. He would crush
me. Clearly this guy would beat the shit out of me. It's not a matter of that. No. But hey, check it out. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sure you're not.
No, I want people to listen to it.
But there was.
Hey, Matt Colby stopped listening to our show and is now listening. he says he's listening now.
Good job, Matt Colby. Smart man. There was a guy at the show that was a Special Olympian, correct?
Yeah, he was real cool. His name was Tyler. He had already won a gold medal for basketball.
I didn't know any of that, and I didn't know what was happening. Because you said, ask me what Tyler, where he works. And I'm like, why are we doing it? Why am I guessing where he works?
Well,
and then you said he won something in the Special Olympics, and I was like, I didn't know what you were doing. Until I realized you were serious.
Yeah, no, I was just trying. Because first of all, he was a good guy.
No,
right?
He was a good guy, but I didn't.
But
I
what am
he
I supposed
just,
to do? Say, hey, listen.
But I didn't know that he was, that he had any.
Yeah, but how am I going to give you, I can't give you a heads up. I just assume you're going to be a regular person. Like,
well,
but
I don't. I was like, are you trying to like make some cruel joke at this guy's expense?
No,
that
guy was awesome.
No, he was awesome, I was like not on the same page because he seemed like just a regular guy to me. I didn't know.
He's a big Ravens fan and he kept asking me, hey, have you met this person? Have you met that person? And I'm like, no, not really. Because I said, I go, hey, you know, I do the pregame for the Ravens. So he liked that. He was excited by that. But then he started asking me all those people. Then I wonder if he was like, really? This guy he doesn't know anybody.
Well, at one point in the show, someone was recording the show with their phone, and I sort of like yelled at them, not realizing it was him.
And now he's got it on. Now he has that, you yelling at him on his phone.
He could go on Blunt Questions and reveal everything.
That's true. Blunt Questions gets a hold of that, man. They're going to have a lot of ammunition against this. Hold on. There's 5 essentials according to Blunt Questions. Here we go. Why? Check yourself. Survive, explore, and share. Those are the 5 essentials. It's so funny. God, sorry.
These sounds like a Chris Restivo t-shirt slogans, too.
Yeah. So, hey,
they should team up.
So I was reading his...
Oh, we're still on this.
Yeah, this guy. God, I might have gotten rid of it. So I was reading his Twitter, and something said, hey, don't worry about what happened yesterday. It has no effect on what you do tomorrow. I'm like, oh, yes, it does. I don't know what the fuck. It was like some Zig Ziglar. It wasn't
right.
Like, not him, but it was like a Tony Robbins type. And I'm like, well, that's completely not true.
Yeah.
There are people in jail right now that would highly disagree with you.
What I did on June 14th, 2012, it still affected me this day.
I'll be tried for it next month.
So Robbie, of course, is doing our sound, and in a okay, I know we've talked about this, the songs that he plays. This is the Newly Dead game. Every song has love in the title, which, you know, you can figure out there's 500, there's 1,000 songs.
Yeah, but a lot of times love songs are slow songs.
That's true. But I just philosophically, Robbie, because you see, like when I do sound, the rare times, like I have a playlist, like you have a playlist of hundreds, and you just start it wherever and you play it. Or maybe it's random. I don't know how you do it. But I have, for our specific long intermission, I want these to be really the best that we have. A, because once they've figured out who the killer is, maybe they're figured out right away. They're just sitting there. They're doing nothing. So let's keep the music as upbeat and as well-known and as popular as possible. And your philosophy is just whatever plays, plays, unless I'm incorrect.
No, I do like to keep an eye on the list, and it's funny because you came up right at a time when I was thinking, hey, we're probably closer to the show starting, so maybe I should have something a little bit more up-tempo, but that song's not down-tempo, the one you're complaining about.
Well, it's mid-tempo, but I think it's more that a lot of people aren't going to know it.
No, I said, is this a hit? He goes, yes, it was a top 10 hit in 1973.
It reached number 6 in 1978.
Okay. I feel like you just sort of made, like, that's me being right.
You didn't need to exaggerate, Rob, is the point that he's trying
right.
to make.
Okay, so, I know.
But here's the deal. Can I say, I'm going to defend Robbie a little bit. I think Robbie doesn't, when Robbie hears a song that he's excited to hear, I think he sometimes has some trouble. I'm defending it, why this happens. Because Robbie is excited to hear that song. He's like, I haven't heard that song in a while.
Well, he owns it. He can hear it whenever he wants.
It's true, but...
What is the song? What was the song? Sergio Mendez?
Yeah.
It's Pablo Cruz, Love Will Find a Way.
Mm.
Okay.
I know the song.
Yeah. See, you do know the song?
I do know it.
All right. Well, you guys know more music than
I do. Well, yeah, I understand that, but no. But I understand.
Do you think the Special Olympian knows that song?
No, he does a lot. There's nobody his age. How old was he? He's like 23. Nobody 30. I mean, Kay doesn't know that song.
Right.
So they'd have to probably be 40 or older, Robbie.
The median age in that room was like 60.
No, I don't agree with that.
No, there was a lot of young.
Yeah,
young
no, I definitely.
That one table in the back was all like 32 years old or whatever.
By the way, the oldest table, they liked fucking polka music. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? To get to where to get to that demo, I'll bet you nobody in our cast knew it but me and Robbie.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Tommy.
No.
No, you're right.
No chance. Tommy.
And we're savvy in pop culture.
Yeah.
So that needs to be considered. Because nobody hears a song for the first time and is like, wow, I really like this song that I've never heard. You know what I mean? They want to identify with it.
Right.
I did skip over the two songs that you guys complained about previously.
What was that? Melissa Manchester and what was the other one?
The Melissa Manchester and the other one, If the Love Fits.
Yeah, but what's the name of that person? I can't remember. I know she's a Canadian.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
This is the funny thing. He skipped over. He didn't delete it from the playlist.
Well, it's Robbie's song. He doesn't want to delete it.
Well,
because
when you delete it, it's not deleted from your catalog, your library. It's just from the playlist, unless you have some other system I don't know about.
Robbie, is there any way we can kind of delete those from the playlist, or they always need to be skipped over?
I have to manually skip over them.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, Robbie doesn't believe in iTunes, hold on. So he's got a whole other thing.
You can't remove something from a playlist, or it's just...
Of course I can. Of course I can. I can just remove those two songs from the playlist.
Yes.
He just said
he'd prefer to have it in there, and then it might actually play.
I want to have it in there and skip over manually, because every once in a while, because I do see people singing along with those songs.
God, so hold on, Robbie, but think about this. You don't know that they're going to sing along, which I find that hard to believe, but whatever. I'm just going to...
And I also have it early in the list. There's a progression. There's a build-up.
Okay, hold on. We need to talk. So, well, I... Forget that. The build-up could be that it's up-tempo from the moment they walk in. That should be the case.
We don't have to build from a 1 to a 10. We can go 7 to 10.
But let me go back to... Okay, but I hear you. Okay, whatever. I'm not even married to that. We just had a 10 out of 10 show, so
yes.
It's not
matter. You're right.
But
we're being nitpicky.
But the in order to, for you to know that they're singing along, you have to play it.
And to get, right. Yeah, I don't believe anyone's
so,
ever.
So I know it doesn't really. It's not really making a lot of sense. So you saw one person sing along to the "If the Shoe Fits," and then now you think you might need to play it sometimes to get the crowd warmed up. Like, explain to me when you wouldn't skip it.
I wouldn't skip it if I felt like the people in that room might lean towards a more country kind of vibe from like the mid-70s. They might enjoy hearing that song.
Well, what does that look like? What does the mid-70s country vibe look like?
You know what those people
No,
look like.
I don't.
Give me one slide. Sam Elliott? Like, who are you referring to?
I've been to the karaoke bar, and you can tell when people are going to get up and they're going to sing those kinds of songs.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. That's fair. This is what we're going to do. And this might be difficult to get to. We might not even remember it, but one of us might remember it. We're going to do the Newly Dead game. We're going to at least do it on Valentine's Day and new year. Rooms. We do it. It's a great show. One time we're going to be in this room and you're going to come to me and say, Joe, this is the crowd I was talking about. Okay, that's going to happen.
Okay, and
then,
I will.
And then you're going to play that song and I'm going to look around the room. No, I'm not. I'm not going to look around.
I don't believe that
I'm going to go table to table and I'm going to ask them if they fucking know that song.
We'll stop the show and make it about
the show.
This.
Yeah, we'll write a whole murder mystery around If the Shoe Fits. Around it.
If the Shoe Fits.
What's the name of it?
It's called If the Love Fits.
What, If the Love Fits, wear it. I like the If the Shoe Fits. This is another classic Robbie thing. So you don't need to say who this was about. But Joe, you said somebody said three things to you, and which one was true?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Basically, what was... And one of the guesses was, I shit more than I pee, or...
I said, I shit more than I pee, THEN.
Yeah. And we were all on this text string guessing, and Robbie said, than I pee.
Which I, of course, thought was the guess.
Right, capital. And then he gave a guess, another guess. So we're like, you can't guess twice. He goes, no, I was correcting your grammar.
Yeah. Hey, and then...
And Katie immediately knew that's what I was doing, by the way.
And she goes, oh, Robbie's being a dick. So then I said that, so Robbie didn't spell Coles possessively. So I'm just fucking around with him.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you know, you misspelled Coles. The same joke. Robbie's like, oh, really? Well, how about, at least I didn't shit myself. I can't remember, he was just so aggressive. And I'm like, Jesus, man.
That's your brother. So we're about a month away now from the wedding. I'm going to get hit the tanning salon. You are as well, Joe. Robbie, you're not? You're just going to go there and just
Robbie,
and just you're
get the parents
burnt?
Of the three, right?
Yes. I don't do the sun anymore. I have skin issues where I get cancer. I'm very prone to it.
Oh, so. I got you.
This wedding's going to give him cancer.
God, I hope this wedding doesn't give you cancer. I'll feel really guilty, Robbie. So, hey, wear one of those big hats.
So no shorts?
Nothing ages you worse than the sun.
You're not going to wear shorts?
Oh, I'll wear shorts, but I'm going to be in the. I don't go out and lay in the sun.
I don't blame you.
I'm in the shade, man.
No, I like the shade too. I'm with you, Robbie.
I'll probably lay in the sun.
I like wearing shorts. It's very comfortable.
One thing I will do, I will be out at the bar. I'll go to the beach. Clearly, Katie and I spend a whole week after that. I'll be at the beach the whole time.
Yeah.
But when we're at the resort, I'm going to get my drink on. So if that happens in a pool, great. If it happens in a bar beside the pool, that's all. You know, yeah, that'll happen.
First day, I'm going to find what time does the bar open in the morning?
Oh, you're going to get. Hey, I get there. We just moved our flight up, so we get there even earlier than we were going to get there.
I don't know if I've ever seen you and Robbie drunk. I don't know if I've ever seen Robbie drunk.
I don't remember seeing. Robbie will drink like one drink and be like, woo, because he did that the other day. Where was that? But anyway,
we're going to get some drunken karaoke with Robbie.
I'll bet you Robbie and I have been drunk at our sisters both had destination weddings. I'll bet we were drunk at both of those.
I wasn't invited to those.
I don't know if you would be now, but they'll be there. You can make friends with them.
You don't know if I would be. I don't. Pretty sure I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well,
unless I was marrying one of your sisters.
You never know. You could develop such a bond during my wedding that you guys develop a friendship, and then one of their husbands could die.
You think that's possible, that they're going to take to me?
Well, why wouldn't they? Of course.
To that level?
All my friends that I had before you are your friends. Some of them aren't even friends with me anymore.
That's
friends
true.
With you. So, yeah, I mean, that could clearly happen.
Are you suggesting that some of your friends, other than former show announcer Tim, like me on the same level as you? We don't have the history, but are we?
Maybe not.
We're now peers.
Phil got married. Peers. He invited you.
That's true.
Right? If Gary got married again, do you think?
If they renewed the vows?
Yeah, you think you'd be invited?
I think so.
Me,
yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Sorry, this, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is interesting mentioning names of people don't know.
What,
it sounds like blunt questions. By the way, on blunt questions, they start talking about playing basketball. I'm like, you know, it's really good basketball. You know, Tom Johnson or whatever. They started talking about some guy that they play basketball with that's really good.
All right.
They mentioned two of those, by the way.
Hypothetical. Every time the rest of your life you listen to a podcast, it's blunt questions.
Okay. What's the question?
How much for that?
Oh, my God. See, right now I really enjoy it.
But, I mean, you can't listen to any podcast as you're going to hear.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, because I would, when they were talking, I would just text the people that were at that party that knew. I loved it. I loved talking about what was going on in that show.
So you'd pay to be able to have this, is what you're saying.
I mean, granted, it's gonna lose its luster.
You think?
Well, yeah, but right now I love it, and I'm, you know, I tell you what, if somebody,
is it your favorite podcast right now?
It's easily my favorite podcast. It's me and five other people's favorite podcast. By the way, of those five subscribers, some have to be the people on the show.
Yeah, and one of them's Matt Colby right now.
So. The guy goes, he goes, yeah, we have guests. Now, they only had three episodes. I didn't know that, right? So, I don't think they had a guest the third show. The second show, the guest was just one of their friends.
Well, yeah.
We have friends
on all the time.
Yeah, but they're comedians in the area who people know.
Do you want to send Mara Reinstein to them?
You know, Mara Reinstein, they couldn't deal with her. She couldn't deal with them either. But, yeah, no, but, yes, you're right. We have Tommy Cimbazzo and Eric Woodworth and Justin Segal. They're working comics in this area.
Yes, and they're also in our lives. We tell stories that
involve them. But, you know, I mean, we're only two episodes in. We didn't have Chris or Steve-O on two episodes into the
We couldn't get him.
Scott Apple didn't come in two episodes in.
Is Scott going to be at the wedding?
Scott declined his invitation, but he did send me a crate. He just had a baby, by the way.
Okay.
His name's like Finley, you know, Tart or whatever. Anyway.
Finley Tart.
Hold on, I'll tell you the name. I don't remember. It is Finley. I think it's Finley.
Please tell me it's Finley Tart.
It's not Tart. But he definitely sent me an expensive-ass gift.
Okay.
He did. I mean, I didn't thank him for it because I don't think you thank somebody this early. Finley Corbin Apple.
Yep.
That's the name.
FCA. I like
it. Yeah. I don't know where tart came from. Maybe apple
Finley,
tart. Yeah.
Maybe that's right.
So I said, he gave me the name of his kid, and I go, great name. Of course, I was just being friendly. I think it's a horrible name. So he goes, thank you. We thought of it ourselves. I go, well, clearly. So I can tell you, that's not somebody named someone.
All right. Let's take a break. Come right back. Blunt questions, Robin Joshua.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded Sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Matt Colby calling you out, guys. He said, we have guests on our show that people know, Brian Henson.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Good call.
Good point.
So this is, I'm going to tell you the story about Brian Henson for those of you who don't want to go back to episode.
Why don't you tell us who that is?
Brian Henson is just a friend of mine who's horrible.
And it's not Brian, it's Brian with an M as in
Brian. Mayor, yep, Brian.
As in Eminem.
And he was so bad at fantasy football that yes. We had him on to make his fantasy football predictions so we could shit on him. Yes. He got mad at us.
Right, and he's since won the league.
Yeah, he's won it one time since then. And listen, you can, Matt Colby, you can shit on Michael Chamberlain, but I will defend that. Well, and so will Mac Burks.
Well, you also had Brian on your night show when he would review bad movies or whatever.
That's another thing. I mean, this guy's actually done something in broadcasting in this area. But either way. So.
Yeah, because you invited him on.
So say I invited you on, too.
Chris Restivo's done something in broadcasting.
Chris Restivo's Q score is 1,000 times higher than these guys. Anyway, but Brian used to go see the worst movie in the theater. Yeah. Whatever Rotten Tomatoes had as the worst movie, we would send him to go see it. And he'd see, like, Codename, the Cleaner, or whatever. He'd have, like, a 2%.
Corky Romano.
Every time he'd come back, he loved it.
Of course.
He liked every single horrible movie we sent him to. He goes, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
That's your best friend. Is he coming to the wedding?
He was invited, but I think he's not.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Matt Colby, get on the list. All right. There was a guy, an old guy, in the one of those motorized carts at the show.
Oh yeah, that was that reminded me of. So Justin went up there and he said, "Let me try to remember this." He was explaining to, I assume it's his wife, what a Dutch oven was.
Yeah, it was good times.
She didn't know what it was, so he said, "Sir, will you explain it?" Assuming he knew what it was, and he said, "Bend over and I'll show you."
Yeah, aggressively.
So I don't know what he thought a Dutch oven was.
I don't know, but I got a huge laugh.
But yeah. I think he thought it was anal sex, which it's not.
No. Not in our house.
So then you got to be careful, because you say a Dutch oven somebody, they'll consider that an admission of guilt of some kind when really it's not that bad.
Maybe
but
he was almost gay.
I was walking through the parking lot at Walmart. And
a lot of department stores for you this week.
There were two people who had motorized carts that had pulled it up to their van, and they were unloading their stuff into their car, both having motorized carts. The lady in front of me...
Were they overweight?
They were... I mean, they... A little bit, but nothing... Right. I don't know what's... I don't know their story. I don't... You know what I mean? Maybe they're handicapped. I don't know. But anyway, they said to the lady... In front of me, they go, "Hey, do you need a motorized cart?" Well, first of all, that's a fucking insult.
Yeah, because she's walking.
Right, it's like, oh, what do you think? I'm in such horrible shape that I shouldn't get... So she said, "No, I don't fucking need a motorized cart." She didn't say fuck.
Right.
She goes, "No, I don't need that." But clearly almost like annoyed. And then they said, "Will you take back these carts?" And I said, "No."
They asked you?
Yeah. Would you do it?
Of course not.
Because, by the way, thank God, because normally I get bull brushed like that and I just... Blah, 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 I'll do it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but because that lady was in front of me, I had a little chance of mental preparedness. Because I'm thinking, God, they're trying to get that because they have to drive one back, walk back. But meanwhile, they could both drive it back. I have no idea what's wrong with them.
Or they could have just used a normal cart and put it in the cart bin.
Well, they're not handicapped because they weren't in a handicapped
spot.
They're
just lazy.
Yes, exactly.
Also, the cart attendants come out there all the time and get those things.
What?
I see the guys in the yellow vests all the time drive them back.
Robbie, I'm agreeing with you. But what I'm saying is that would you be so arrogant to leave that fucking thing in the middle of the... By the way, if you're handicapped, if I see one in a handicapped spot, I get it.
Yeah.
But if you're back with me with the cattle, there's no reason you can't take your own cart back.
That's what you get for going to Walmart.
You shouldn't have it to begin with. I was telling that story at... the Boomy Temple, where our show was, and Robbie told me that his last girlfriend used to try to ride around in one of those carts.
Yeah, the Taiwanese woman.
Robbie told us that one time she got a cart, but this isn't racism because Robbie told us this is what happened. She couldn't drive. And because she couldn't drive, what did she do, Robbie? Just leave it in the middle of the aisle?
She couldn't steer it. She was running into the walls and the poles and other cars.
Well, that's because she was taking pictures the whole time. So she needed to focus.
Did she take any pictures?
So I go to Harris Teeter today. I don't know if you've ever shopped there. But
yeah.
When you're in line and one of the cashiers will come over and say, "Hey, you can come in this lane." You know, they'll just take you. It's not like no one can just cut in front of you. They dictate if a line opens, who gets it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I go, yeah. So I follow her, and she takes me to the self register.
Yeah.
But now she's doing that. But everyone else is out there doing it themselves. So I just look like an idiot. That I look like I don't know how to do it.
Were you like, "I can do it if you're just going to bring me here"? Why didn't you say...
Right, but then she was so good at it, because she boom, boom, she's super fast. Gotcha. And I'm like, okay. But I felt like everyone was looking at me like, why is she doing this for him?
Hey, Miggity Mac in chat said, "I'm glad I rushed back from Boy Scouts so I could hear Joe's Walmart story." Well, is that a horrible story? Them asking me to send their carts back and say no? What is this, blunt questions? Is that what this is?
I mean, it's a Joe. It's a story about Joe meeting two awful people. That's usually in Joe's wheelhouse.
You know what, Max? Since you're just in chat, do me a favor. I'm sorry. I'm doing you a favor. Go ahead and download the podcast Blunt Questions and give it a listen.
I'm almost up on my one-year anniversary of hanging out with Mac Bergson.
Do you miss him?
I do. We should have do something to acknowledge it. Let me see when that was. It was in Tampa Improv last.
So here's what's going to happen while you're looking at that. The guys from Blunt Questions.
Yeah, May 18, 19, 20.
They're clearly it's going to get back to them that we're shitting on them. Yep. And then they're going to listen to our podcast and hear us talking about some guy named Mac Bergson. So then we're going to get the exact same treatment.
Look, we both have shitty podcasts. I
agree. Hey, maybe they pray to get it as shitty as ours one day.
Maybe they do. Yeah. Do they talk about the Shoe That Fits song? Are they going to talk about that?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're probably better than us.
Yeah. How many songs from 1978 that were number eight?
All we're doing is exposing our listeners to that podcast, yes. And then they adopt them, and we lose our...
Their podcast is more successful after our show than it was before. They should thank us.
They won't, though. Listeners. They're going to be furious. Not they. The one guy, with the switchblade is going to be mad.
Well, the one guy's the funniest guy walking on the planet.
But that's not the guy I met.
Gotcha.
That's my guy, the guy with the switchblade who put his finger under Katie's rip.
Well, I see both sides.
By the way, I can tell you his name because it's a horrible name.
It's on the podcast.
But it's on the podcast. You're going to hear it. It's public. It's public domain. That he wants it to be out there. His name is Bailey.
Yeah. Is that Scott Apple's next kid?
I guess. Yeah, his name is Bailey. I think it is. Hey, yeah. Katie, is that right?
It says it on the thing.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Never mind.
All right. Mac, do you have something you would like us to talk about since you're here now dictating the terms of the show?
Type. Never mind. I was just... That guy's name was Bailey, right?
Hi.
Bailey Robinson.
Yeah. Hey. She got his last name, too.
All right. She's taking her pants off. All right.
Hey, Tawana, did Tawana have fun?
She had a great time. She said that guy hit on her and said he's almost gay. She's trying to figure out what that meant. I don't know if you saw that
guy. I don't remember because I was...
She was also in the car with... I guess she took two car rides over.
Yeah.
And somebody said, do you guys want to play Friends trivia? And Tawanda was like, no.
What?
I didn't really watch that show, but let's play Who Would You Do between Chandler, Ross, and Joey.
Well, I mean Joey,
this
right?
This is clearly Kelsey, right? It sounds like a Kelsey question.
Yeah, I think so. Then they all picked...
Joey, right?
No, Chandler.
I would... Well, Friends version of Chandler, yes.
Not
yes.
the drug
not
addict.
Matthew Perry, right.
Yeah, the actual... And then they asked, who would you do of the women?
Oh, my God.
That's pretty easy. That's very easy.
But then Tawanda said...
Lisa Kudrow.
No. Tawanda said Phoebe. And then they're all like, you know, I could see that. And then Tawanda goes, no, I just think she's funny.
Okay, well, I
don't... That explains your relationship
exactly.
A lot.
That explains a lot right there.
Yeah, that's...
She
guys,
had a great time.
Women are usually attracted to funny men, but are men attracted to funny women? I think they're attracted to hot women. Now, Katie happens to also be funny, but that's a side effect.
That's the only thing I find attractive with Katie.
Her sense of humor, everything else is disgusting.
I mean, I see it. Restivo called her six, and I'm on his side. I mean...
He did. That was a bad day.
Coxman.
No, she had a great time.
Coxman in chat said, Bailey is the next Dan Ninen. And then he says he'll want to fight me to death on the Isle of Man. I'll fight Dan Ninen. I can't fight this guy. No. This guy's going to destroy me.
Oh, no. Bailey would destroy
me. Yeah.
No, honestly, the thing with Bailey is he's just super douchey.
Yeah, well, no. No.
Like, he's actually, he looks one of those, he looks like a high school, like, super villain kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he looks like from The Karate Kid. He looks like
exactly.
Johnny. I gotcha.
Yeah, but like honestly, he doesn't have no idea who he is. He just was so hammered. He probably doesn't even remember meeting half of us.
You think he remembers when I told the story about his getting shit on his phone?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I think he'll be a great member to it with our murder mystery.
You think?
We need a villain, a douchey high school villain.
No, not him.
You think he'll want to be in the murder mystery?
I think so. I think I want to see him as
often
as possible.
I think he'll pretend that he does, and then when he gets there, he'll punch you in the face.
God,
look,
I hope not.
This is your best friend, Katie.
No, Tawanda looked really hot on Saturday.
Yeah.
Everybody else looked really ugly.
No, I saw all your stuff. Everyone looked adorable. But Tawanda was, because it was the tacky Taurus, so she was...
Yeah.
Concerned that it wasn't going to be tacky enough, I said, babe, just, you know what, you know, look hot. It's fine.
Well, she did.
Yeah. She was a French woman with her beret. Yes. Anyway, are we done?
We're done.
All right. Well, good show, guys.
Check out Blunt Questions.
Blunt Questions. Check out our Patreon. A new episode just went up. if you want to hear, well, there's some good stuff on there, so just check it out. We'll see you next week. Rob and Joshua, later.
Later.
Oh my God, Billy Robbins is going to kick your ass.
I'm easy to find. It probably will.
Perfect.
Nobody called him a douchebag till you did.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.